Well, we begin this morning, all right, taking a look at that story that came out about 2 days ago, talking about kidnappers who alleged kidnappers that were caught in an estate in Rumekini, Obiakpo local government area of Rivers State. Now, some of the tenants there spoke to our correspondent. I have a clip or two on that particular conversation. Now, our conversation this morning has to do with the background checks for prospective tenants, but it's actually broader than that, particularly in Rivers State, because I know that all over the world, when people go out to get jobs, interviews, you know, there are certain questions they ask them: where are you from, who do you live, how many people have you married, things like that. A lot of the times people would like to answer in the affirmative or in the negative, so long as it gives them or guarantees them access to whatever it is that they are in search or in need of. Now, how much research should a landlord do before taking in a tenant? Because if you remember, there was a conversation that Sam Oracle Chinedu had yesterday about security concerns and yada, 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 yada. And there were several people who said, hey, you know what? The landlord should not just let anybody inside. You know, they should do background checks. But what exactly are these background checks that people should do? And is it even the responsibility of these landlords to do so? I think, this is my personal opinion, and there's a few others who I've shared this conversation with, I think it's a little bit too much. You're asking too much of a man or a woman who's just trying to make a living without necessarily going out on the streets to beg for food. Is that too much to ask? Oh, bring your this, bring your that, bring your that. Let me share with you my experience when I was renting an apartment last year. But before then, let's take a listen to this.
It disturbs mentally to know that this kind of thing was actually happening here. I didn't know I was living with a kidnapper in this place. When the DSS came, they were exchanging gunshots and all that. And where they were trying to pass through the roof to run away, they caught all of them and carried their hostage with them, with the car that they carried.
The policemen, they changed the senior guy here, his living yard. Senior guy, what is happening? The guy told me that chain don't be this. If I know it, they spoil the house, spoil everywhere, blow gunshot everywhere. If I know it, they climb on top of ceiling, they carried 5 boys and came out, shot their leg then. Later, police people come call us, come and see. They open bus like that, we see rifle, 3 rifle. They say not the kidnappers that keep the rifle there.
So these were the comments of the tenants in that area. Totally terrified, but it's not the first time. Because you see, even when I was back in Benin, even in secondary school, I beg your pardon, even in the university, there were so many comments, you know, and there were so many stories where, you know, the police would come, you know, to raid a place and then they'll find weapons. And a lot of the students there who were living there had no idea that these were the type of human beings, these are the type of, you know, in quotes, students that were living with them. It's not necessarily the students' fault that they didn't know, right? Good. So, when I was getting to rent my apartment, my landlord asked me, so where do you work? What do you do? How do you expect to pay for this? Okay, I told him, I'm working media, blah, 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 blah. And that was about it. Okay, can you, you know, you have to fill this form. You know, this is our landlord and tenancy agreement. You have to fill this. You know, you also have a witness. Blah, 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 blah. End of story, sign. I have the keys to my apartment. But you see, now people are asking that the landlords do a background check. How exactly is that meant to happen? Are you asking landlords today, right, to now go online, you know, do, you know, a retro check, maybe take a picture, bring a passport, have somebody investigate your accounts, go to your bank? That seems a little bit peculiar now, is it? So, this morning, once again, how much research really do you expect landlords, even companies? Yes, even companies, because some people, you know, they bring forth fake documents in a bid to get jobs. The company is looking for somebody who's credible. The best they can do is have an interview. If you go through and scale that interview, they hire, there are chances of getting that job. But then people talk about, oh, you have hired somebody who used to beat his wife. How is the manager meant to know that Mr. Jude has been beating his wife? How, please? So 0179230207 The smart number is 070-0923-0923. Please remember, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make any mention of it. And very importantly, don't make comments that might be seen as inciting.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
of Port Harcourt, and good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Welcome.
It's disturbing over that information we got from Lumikini. And I think it's going to put some of us who are privileged to be landlords to up again. But say we should go for background check. It's not possible. We have better things to do. Critical assignments around us. Our businesses are there. Our jobs are there. The only agreement I have with you as a tenant, or guy, I am interested in this apartment. My apartment goes for so amount. This is my agreement, or meet my lawyer. That is all. If you are a criminal, a thief, or it doesn't concern me. But, that material time.
But that's the thing. Shouldn't it concern you? Shadrach is the LMS. Shadrach, good morning to you, please.
Yes, good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yes, it is very, very important for a landlord to inquire what a tenant is doing for a living because giving somebody, because the days that we are, we understand the insecurity situation of the country. Therefore, there are most people who can use somebody's house for criminal activities, and that you cannot say that you will not be part of the liability when push comes to shove. Therefore, like where I am living, my landlord gave me a form to fill, put the type of job you are doing, your office address and all that, so that if anything happens, he will be out of, because at least he did his own. If I don't really know what you are doing inside your room, but he did his own diligent inquiry.
But Shadrach, hello, Shadrach, do you know that some people... Hello, Shadrach.
Hello?
Yes, do you know some people fake the information they give to landlords? Do you know that?
Okay, pardon?
Do you know some people fake the information that they provide to landlords? Do you know that?
Yes, it is possible. They let it be that the needful was done by the landlord. It is possible. And another thing is this. Co-tenants, too, should equally have their eyes open when you have a new tenant that you don't know. They should always shine their eyes. And information, that is why you used to say, when you see something, say something.
Say something.
Go to the nearest station and give a reliable information that there is a new tenant in our compound. He's always indoors from morning till night. He only goes out in the night, comes back in the morning. We don't know the type of job he's doing. Allow the police to do their job.
But Shadrach, all right, thank you very much. That in itself, right, it's a bit unfair because today, in 2022, there are several people who walk from home. There are several people whose businesses don't require them to wake up like you and millions of Nigerians at 7:30 or 5:30 in the morning to go to work. They are on their laptops. They are either online salesmen. They are either representatives. Some of the, in quotes, call representatives that some people have been calling from their various companies or whatever. Some of these people are in their homes. They are sat down in their homes. Their computer is set up. They have a headset and they are responding to your comments. They are responding to your challenges. They don't necessarily have to come out at 7:30 for you to see them and then return at 4:30 to see them. So if someone like that comes into your building, you then use your two left legs, go and tell police. He's like, somebody is here that I don't understand. No, he may be into something bad. You have just put unfair pressure on that person. And rather than finding out yourself, you've actually exposed how ignorant you likely are. Okonkwo is in room Okuta. Good morning to you, Okonkwo.
Good morning, Brother Jude.
Welcome, please.
Yes. Monitoring people in the yard. I know those that don't go out to report to them. Those that are lecturers of different colleges and the universities that after exam, they stay in their yard to mark the question papers of the students. Those that are importers, when they import their goods, they go to the market and supply and come and stay at your home. As the days that customers give to them mature to collect their money before they travel out again. How do you report to them?
Big question.
Brother Jude, the present world is a technological world. And technological world means a world of electronic machines. Why not people to store
CCTV cameras and they monitor, even when they go out anywhere, they are monitoring things that happen in their yard and in every room. In France, can you enter in any compound in France and take anything? Their camera will pick you and reveal you in their technological screen, and you will be picked up. And we are in Nigeria using the old method, using analog and manual surveillance system. It will not work until we go technological. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. That's Okonkwo in Rumokuta. All right, WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and Twitter. Then this morning, our conversation, the question I asked this morning is, how much research should a landlord do before taking in a tenant? What exactly are the things? What do you suggest? People are saying, oh, the landlord should do proper background check. But what is proper? What is proper? The man looks for 200,000 naira a month. You're asking him to what? Spend that 10,000 or 20,000 naira to go and check if Jude is working in Okoko Michael? No, no.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, it's still 92.3 Nigeria Info. 22 minutes before we get onto our next break, and I've been asking myself, in fact, I've been chatting with somebody offline, and we're asking, what exactly should these landlords, what exactly should these companies do to, as it were, make sure that the hands they have, either at their offices or maybe the people who have been renting their apartments, are using it for good things, at least the things that have been stated that they should do. In fact, there's a clause in the contract I personally signed, where it was explicitly stated that please, these premises would not be used for illegal activities such as running a brothel, such as being a ferry house for drugs and illicit activities, yada yada. It was clearly stated there. So now that that was done, what does my landlord need to do? Does my landlord need to come drive down to where I supposedly work and find out if Jude really works here? Does he need to ask my colleagues, have you seen Jude carrying, bad, bad things? Yes. Is that what the landlord should do? Well, let me ask JJ, because he's on the line. I wonder if he has had experiences such as the one we're talking about. JJ, did your landlord check your birth certificate when you entered his house?
No. No. But there are forms you fill that will show information. Whether they do background check, I don't know. But some of them, for as long as you can pay their bill, then you're good to go. But I must also tell you that while growing up, there's what they call drink money, and people still collect it today. Drink money becomes a landlord bonus. But in actual sense, if you have 10 flats in a compound, right, and one is vacant, and JAJ is parking into that one that is vacant, that drink money is for the landlord to buy drink for everybody in that compound so that they can introduce me, right, to the entire compound people. That does not mean that other people cannot buy drink, but that money is not the landlord's money. It's supposed to be like a welcome, like people welcoming me into the compound, and we share pleasantly and introduce ourselves. Oh, my name is JAJ. I work in XYZ company. I do this, I do that. You don't know who is listening. You don't know who will do background check. But today, They still collect the drink money, but they use it to drink into their own stomach.
Wow.
Not for people to know these people again. That is why you don't even know your neighbors. Dude, until we go back to that area where there is one Saturday evening, people will not gather in the compound and say, look, we want to introduce your new tenant to you.
Mm.
Like I live in the compound right here. I have the children around here. I don't even know them if I pass them on the way. This one come, this one go. I don't know them. You don't know their names, nothing. This is not Nigeria. This is not Africa, for goodness sake. So until we go back to that area where people cannot know each other based on the introduction done by the landlord that will not use that drink money to drink his own drink, then we may not make any headway, because you don't know who could have saved this situation after that has happened in Rumosi.
All right.
We are living dangerously. Thank you very much.
JJ says we are living dangerously. But let's find out from our other callers. Welcome back to Hello Port Harcourt. We have Clement in Ada George. Clement, good morning to you. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jude.
Welcome.
Mr. Jude, you did not tell us that this property that was used as a kidnapping den will be forfeited by the tenant. I don't know if that is true.
Well, I don't know if that's what the agreement they have with the tenant, or if that's a legal ramifications.
Government is taking over that property. That is what the tenant will ask to pack out. I don't know if that is true, sir.
Well, I don't know. When we have more information, we'll definitely let the general public know.
Okay, because in the clip you played over concerning the voices, they were asked to pack out and they were given 48 hours.
Yes,
and
but that doesn't mean the property has been forfeited. It might be just be closed for investigative purposes. So I don't know. Once again, when more information is available, we'll let you know.
The investigation is completed. The courts will now decide if that will happen, right?
Yes.
But for the time being, I believe that landlord will not be smiling at this point in time.
Mm.
He will not be smiling. Exactly. So this should not be the case of the landlord who refused to carry out background check as a result of not smiling when something like this happened, that you are supposed to have done something.
Clement, what is this something? Once again, nobody's saying that landlords should fold their arms, but what exactly should they do? What exactly, even you, if you were to employ a housemaid, the best you can do is to say, "Oga, who you bring? Go, where is this person from? He good?" But you don't know if the person has committed, thievery in their village. How are you meant to know?
Yes, just like the previous caller, JJ, said, this drinking money used to be where new neighbors would familiarize with old neighbors. And that is where you will now start hearing, I am from Edo State, I am from Agenebode. Agenebode, Oshomole people, or Dopesi people. You know, with that alone, you have linked me, who is not popular, with a popular personality. And then you have now known my village gone. You understand?
I see.
So these are ways that you will know where I come from. And then maybe a neighbor there who is from maybe Ayogbiri, for instance, a neighboring community from my village. That is what we now know. Do you know? I'm not sure if you know. Maybe you have not checked. That maybe somebody in your street is from Agenebode and you will live in that area that you are living for more than 10 years. And
you will know.
Know
that
from your place.
Very true. Now, very possible.
These are the reasons why we are a community, we are a society. Let's know each other. And the landlord is the one that can make it happen. It's not just collect money, collect all that you need to collect, and then you go and sleep. May this case happen to the landlord who refused to investigate. As little as simple investigation. Thank you.
A lot of pressure on landlords this morning. 93, good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
I've been calling since, and thank God I was able to get across to you. My name is Standard.
Welcome, please.
And this discussion really concerns my profession. That was why I've been trying to call across.
Please.
I think the problem is most landlords, or few, don't really want to do the right thing, have an issue, and that's why these issues are coming up. Normally, it's not even the job of the landlord to be stressing themselves over who a prospective tenant is, where he works, and all that. There are people who it is their professional jobs to manage properties and to let and lease properties. These people are estate surveyors and valuers. on which I am one of, I am a professional estate surveyor valuer. When a landlord gives you the power to manage his property, you understand, it is now your duty. You've taken off that duty from him. You are the one that does what is called a due diligence. For instance, Jude, are you there?
I'm listening to you, please.
Okay, good. For instance, a tenant wants to come and take a property, you know, a two-bedroom flat somewhere. I give them a form where they will fill everything about them, where they work, their company ID card, where they were living before, why they are moving out from that place that they were living before, and all that. Now, by virtue of being a professional estate surveyor valuer, we work with the security agency, we work with those in Ministry of Lands too. We work with a lot of, you know, there are a lot of firms we work with. So sometimes we could just go for a background check of that person. If the person has a criminal record, it could easily be fished out, or even with the name of the former place the person was living. If it is another professional surveyor that is managing that place, you could easily call the person on the phone to find out, you know, this tenant that was living in your property before, they want to now come and rent my property. What's the issue? Why are they living there? Why are they parking out? They can now give you a reason that either they were not paying the rent or whatever reason they were evicted from that place and all that. So these are, and the landlords, normal landlords want to run away because they pay us 5% professional for managing their property. So they don't want to be paying that money. They think they can do the job all alone. So you can't do it alone because most landlords are busy. They have things doing and they are not professionally trained in school to be estate surveyors and valuers.
Okay.
So when you don't employ the right person to do the right job, these are the things we have once in a while.
All right, son, I'm going to let you go, right, because I have Ima on the line. I have a question. If you can, send us a message to answer that question. Ima, okay. All right, so this is my question. So you want to collect data from the prospective tenants. The question there is, where is the limit? Because some of this information that, you know, you just described, you know, sounds a bit too much. You're asking the person where he works, his ID card. In fact, there was a friend of mine who was trying to get somewhere, get an apartment, a very lovely apartment. And they asked her for her numeration. You work here. How much do you earn? And she felt uncomfortable. Why would I need to tell you? You are not the EFCC. You are not even a bank staff. I'm not banking with you. You're not any financial institution that I'm trying to borrow money from. Why should you be asking me about that? Why should you? You know, there's an issue of privacy in this particular scenario. Once again, I totally understand. There's a lot of logic here. But then, where does the boundary lie? Because all over this country, there are people who are dropping their details. There's a lot of data being collated. That's one of the reasons why scammers can just call me. They've never met me before. But because my number has been dropped somewhere, they just randomly blast messages, hoping, like fishermen, to grab somebody. There's an issue of privacy in this case. Bajuma 3, good morning. Oh, dear. Bajuma 3, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Okay, I'm the mayor.
Welcome.
I think the last caller, one of the last callers that spoke at the estate barrier, is saying the right thing. The advanced countries where these things work, landlords on their own don't just manage their property. They are contracted to people, agencies like this out manage, and those are professional institutions. They'll take data and but also find out, you know, where you work, if you earn, for you to be able to pay that rent. Because we've had situations of Yahoo boys today. They just, you know, go elsewhere. You don't know how they got the money. Those are classified information that are necessary. So until we turn to be doing things like the advanced world, will remain like this. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. 93, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, my name is Tony. I'm coming from Kabarako.
Yeah, go on, please.
You know, some of the information that we say is very difficult to disclose, for instance, where I want to somebody who is just an ordinary estate seller. I don't have any relationship of business with the other than the tenant. And for you to not say, landlord should not do a bazaar cake. I tell you, maybe I'm from Orobo. Landlord will not have to pick somebody that will go and verify my address, what I do, if the address given is correct. I don't think that is necessary. What we should do is, periodically, as a landlord, if you have that time, you can check your property, check what is happening there, have meetings once or twice meetings with them. You know your tenant very well. But also, we have landlords who have property all over the place. How do you now monitor your tenant? To me, you just to get to do the need to get the form. Yeah, either your barrister will interface with your tenant, feed the necessary information. So that at the end of the day, that's okay. This thing I have done, it's not you are not the father of that tenant, so you cannot politically determine the kind of business he does. And I cannot come and knock me and ask why I'm buying the house. Why are you not going to work? That's not his business. His business should be, am I owing you? I'm not owing you. So how would you not come and knock me and ask the kind of business I'm doing? So it's just to do the necessary paperwork. See the form. Paperwork is evidence. See the form, document it, and see it. Ask all the necessary questions to ask in your form. And file it for you. So that when the issues like this arise, you cannot, even if government locks that place, you can take government to court and replace your property.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your contribution. And let's get to WhatsApp messages now. 0809-030-6416. Good morning, Jude. There is what is called local knowledge. Know your neighbors and your neighborhood. See something and say something to the necessary persons or authorities. Savior from LMM. Good morning, Jude. See, this is such of this... Okay, putting your own business down as a landlord to pursue your tenants. Some are after their money, and some tenants would be tagged as a gossip or village people in tenants' form monitoring their tenants. This only is why. I can't read that. I'm sorry. It's not very constructive. The nature of a job and where the tenant is working needs to be known by the landlord. The passport should also be obtained and major modi with that. But once again, right, I understand some form of identification is needed. Yes, maybe an ID card, maybe a passport, things like that. People do that so you can say, oh, this is the person that has been in my house. Granted. But beyond that, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is very superficial. It is truly superficial. I have a passport. I can go to LMA and say my name is Okon and Okon. It's there. My passport says it's Okon and Okon. I can fake an ID and say, oh, my passport is Okon and Okon. Meanwhile, down at Rumosi, I have Jude on my passport name or as my passport name. Both landlords have done the fair bit, which is make a record of this person staying. It is important that records are kept. So know who is staying where. That's not a problem. But how much of a background check should they do? How much? Do they have access, for example, is there a database where the landlords can put in somebody's number, just like the way it is done in the US, where your social security number can be used to find out where you are currently living, the last time you made a transaction, and what exactly it is you're trying to do? There's a trail. Is that what is obtainable here? Hello, Potaka. Good morning. Final caller.
Yeah, hello, Jude.
Good morning.
This standard, the estate server, I just called back to you so what? I could explain something.
Yes,
I
please.
I've listened to two callers, and I just want to explain it again.
Hello, standard.
Manage property. Yeah, hello.
Yes, go on, please.
Yeah. Now, it simply means that the landlord has just, you are now like the acting landlord over the property. Sometimes the tenants won't even know who the main landlord is. It's you that they know. And as a professional now, those information we get from the tenant is confidential. It's just like if a doctor wants to treat a patient and the patient has this and that, the doctor won't just go and be telling everybody, oh, this patient has that. That's the same way we work as professionals. Any information we extract from the prospective tenant is not for public consumption. It's just what we keep to ourselves and say, okay, when we give them that, they see all those things. Sometimes we even try to find out, are you married? The name of your, where your wife works, because some information from your wife's company could help us know the kind of person you are. Sometimes when they feel those things, we might not even give them the house. When we look at it and they don't speak in to what the landlord wants as a tenant for that property.
But Stanley, let me ask you. You see, some of these things you just made mention, they can give rise, sadly, to some form of either stereotyping and then discrimination. Because we live in a time where one of the most heated conversations in the past 5-10 years is that landlords don't want to give their apartments to single girls or single men. And that's why you find some places the rent is high, because these single men have to pay more just because the landlord doesn't want single men in his house.
You might be right. You might be right in a way, but then there are sometimes each landlord have their preferences, and also there are specific apartments or specific. There are places where you go to, you know that maybe the rent range, depending on the area, you know that somebody like this, if you're not doing this type of, you can't afford to pay for this place. Say you're a single lady, you want to go and live in a 3-bedroom apartment in KRA, which is worth over, like, say, 3 million, 2.5 million. And so people really want to know, what do you do? It's very important for just a single lady, maybe who is in her early 20s, or maybe even people want to know, because it's a bit suspicious. By the time you pay the rent, pay the service charge, sometimes the service charge per quarter of those properties are over 700,000. What kind of job are you doing?
Oh, all right. Thank you very much, Tanner. We have a break coming up. But in response, I do know a cousin of mine who earns just over 1.5 million a month. Not a drug dealer, not doing anything, but provides accounting services to a few multinational, an auditor. She's not 35. She's not 30. And yes, she's single. And she lives in Lagos. My name is June. Hello, Potako returns.